And Steve, this is our last multi-track recording.
Yes, it is, and what an epic it is. When I transferred the original multi-tracks at Abbey Road Studios, it was very clear to me how much work had gone into making this recording. For example, right at the very top of the song, there's so much work gone into just the intro, including loads of backward effects. Many instruments have been reversed. There's also backwards echo on Nick's drums, and some very strange metronome clicks. So I thought I'd better ask the man himself. So here's Nick Mason explaining all.
Well, backward echo or backward cymbals or backward piano, I mean, the thing is played forward with a lot of echo on it and then reversed and you get this into it. The big thing with it is that what you have to do is put click tracks down and guide yourself. So you then need to have the click to show where the beat comes, but anticipate. So you need to give yourself a count in as well. So you get these rather complicated click tracks running through with help on it. And so it says, cymbal coming, 2, 3, 4, and
5,
and so on.
6.
So there's an insight into the process involved in creating these backwards effects. So now let's have a listen to some of them. The first one is the backwards piano. So that's how it sounded on the record, including, as you can hear, the little bit of a cue that's still left over from the recording.
Hi.
Now, using digital technology, I can reverse this so we can hear exactly what Rick played. And I can do the same with David's guitar. Here's what he actually played. And here's what it sounds like on the multitrack and on the final mix. Now, the next thing I want to play is the reverse echo added to Nick Mason's drums. And this is actually quite complicated to do. It involves turning the tape upside down, playing the drums backwards, adding echo, turning the tape the right way round, and then it plays as we're just hearing it. So it just goes to show how much work is involved in creating these backwards effects, which make the track kind of roll in before the guitars take over. And while we're on the subject of reverse things, I found this tiny fragment on one of the tracks, and I wasn't sure exactly what it was, so I asked Nick.
My God, did we know how to waste studio time. I mean, we'd spent quite a lot of time on things like, vocals. I mean, odd things like saying something like "fooled again," reversing it, in which case it goes something like "nyagadaloof," and then trying to speak it as backwards and then reversing it back.
So here's this tiny little bit that I've found. This is what it sounds like forwards and reverse.
And I can't hear the difference anyway.
So it's amazing, isn't it, the amount of work that was involved in these tiny, tiny details. This whole multi-track has stuff littered everywhere. There's instruments on all sorts of different tracks. Now, it wasn't uncommon, even with 24-track, to still run out of tracks, especially on such an epic production. And as Nick was there, I asked him to describe the situation of punching in and punching out on all the different tracks.
We were short of tracks all the time. We were so tight that we would drop in and out of on a particular track, which is a really frightening thing. Basically, instead of just using one track for, say, for guitar, you're actually, during the verses, you're using it for a backing vocal, then you're dropping out of that, and then you're bringing in another guitar or something like that. That's fine, as long as you've got an engineer who's on it and remembers to punch out before you get and wipe the backing vocal.
So let's now highlight some of the backing vocal tracks. And as Nick described, many of these vocals share the track with a guitar or synthesizer. So I'm going to set up an a cappella balance of all the vocals across the multiple tracks.
Remember when you were young? You shone like the sun. Shine on, Ukraine.
Now, within this vocal group, there are both male and female vocals, as you can clearly hear. So let's just isolate the female vocals. And now I'm going to isolate David's multi-tracked lead vocals.
Shine on,
you crazy diamond.
And then back in with the a cappella vocal sound.
You were caught in the crossfire of childhood and stardom, blown on the steel breeze.
And with this kind of arrangement, with the female vocals, with all that vibrato on them, placed against the lead vocal, really creating a kind of gospel, soulful sound.
You legend, you martyr and shine.
And once again, analysing the tracks, I found someone having a crafty little cigarette during the vocals. The other thing that I really like about this vocal arrangement is in some of the parts David is singing a soulful, sweet sound in the lead vocal, and there's other parts where he's singing quite low.
You cried for the moon, shine on you crazy diamond.
So let's hear how all those vocals sound in the final mix.
Shine on, you crazy diamond.